This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello. We are listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And I've got a lot to talk about today. This is Deb Wolf. And, well, first of all, if you're looking for me on YouTube, it's Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube. And I did get a comment, so I'm going to talk about that. Somebody who listens to the show, and he's calling himself Tabby Tim, but I believe that's actually his cat's name. He sent a picture. So, Tabby Tim, welcome to the show. Glad you're listening. Tabby Tim complained that I am not ending every show with chow meow like I promised ages ago. Okay, I will try and remember Tabby Tim. Now, Tabby Tim, did you see the latest post I did on Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube? Did you check that out? Because you also complained that I don't show enough tabbies on my Pet Expert YouTube site. So, just for you, I did a mini little clip of how to train a cat to respond to a very simple trick and get him to touch his head to your hand. Wherever your hand might be, you can hold it low, you can hold it high, you can have the cat jump 4 feet in the air, you can have the cat go up an obstacle. If your hand is ahead, he will follow it. So it's a very good basic trick to start with. And many of your cats probably head bump your hand, maybe when you're drinking coffee, maybe when you're trying to type on your computer, maybe when you're using your remote to change channel. When you don't want them to, they probably do this to get your attention. So you can make it something you get them to do when you want their attention. And so I show that on YouTube, Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube. And the thing is, Tabby Tim, even though I'm being nice to you now and I'm responding and I'm going to do what you suggested and end the show with chow meow, and I gave you a little tabby moment, right there on YouTube, you can go look it up and teach your own tabby. I noticed you didn't subscribe, Tabby Tim. So how about you subscribe? Everybody out there, I got way more dog owners and cat owners on my YouTube subscription list, and they're always asking for dog content, so I'm giving it. And you'll see there's a lot of puppy content on there. There's Golden Doodle puppies born February 10th, shown every day of their life until their first vaccines. And some more cute moments, their first meal, their first bark, their first waddle, their first wrestle, the first day they opened their eyes, all that's on there. You could see so much cute puppy stuff on there. And every trick you could want to train a dog is on there, demonstrated. How to get your dog to find the car, how to get your dog to find a person, come sit, stay, heel, all that. But the cat content is only going to come when the cat people subscribe and ask me for it. So please tell me what you want to see, because I can train a cat to do pretty much anything I can train a dog to do. So let me know what you want and I will give it to you. All right, we're going to go to break and come back. And well, I'm going to tell you about a couple of bad moms in the animal kingdom. In case you're feeling guilty that you're not the best mom compared to them, you're doing great. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that. And I do have a dog chew recipe for you at the end of the show. So stay tuned for that on Animal Party Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello! We're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf. And yeah, some days, you know, you're trying to get the kids in the car and you're this one's slow and that one's fast and you're nagging and you're pushing and they just won't listen. or they won't get out of bed, or the school bus is coming, and you just feel like, why can't I be the Mary Poppins mom? Why can't I be that every day? Maybe I'm failing at this task. Well, if you want to look at the animal world, they're not the best moms. Now, dogs actually are pretty good, but there's some animals out there, like pandas. If pandas have twins and they're left to it themselves, they're very likely to just pick the weaker one and leave it, walk away. And so they will just pick their favorite and leave the other one alone. That's it. It's done. We don't do that. You wouldn't do that. So feel good about your parenting today. Okay, one more example of bad parenting in the animal world. Actually, this is more an example of us misunderstanding, but a giraffe, after it gives birth immediately, is supposed to stand up. And if a giraffe does not stand up, the mom will actually kick it over and over and over until it does stand up. Now, okay, that might seem like bad parenting, but it probably has to do with getting the circulation going and getting the animal's, you know, vitals up. And it probably has more to do with like the smack they used to give newborn babies to get it to kind of alert, that sort of a thing. So I'm not so sure that's a clear example. But one more example, here's some lazy parenting for you. If you're feeling like, you registered your kids in a couple things, but they wanted a couple more and you didn't quite do everything they wanted this year for summer or whatever, maybe March break, you didn't give them what they wanted, or Christmas, feeling a little guilty. Okay, here's a lazy parent in the animal world, the cuckoo bird. They lay their eggs in somebody else's nest, and that's it. They're done. Somebody else raises their babies. So you're doing great if you're raising your own compared to some of these animals. Okay, that was just a little fun. I'm going to stick with a little more fun right now because it's not often that animals are mentioned in the news or in politics, or at least it didn't used to be often. But now that I'm looking for it, I'm finding it all the time. So I was watching a comedy routine on television. Actually, I think it was on my cell phone, and it was Jon Stewart. And he was talking about the latest difficulties between America and Canada. And he was talking about Canada. And I just loved the way he described us. He said he was sort of questioning the logic behind America picking a fight with Canada, causing a trade war with Canada, tariffing Canada, causing conflict with its oldest, best friend and best neighbor. And he said, why would we pick a fight with a nation that is the labradoodle of allies? And I said, that was great. First of all, because it fits into what I want to talk about. And I love labradoodles and golden doodles, and especially, and poodles. And it's a good description. The Labrador Retriever is from Labrador, which is in Canada. And it was a dog bred to be extremely obedient and easy to train, full of energy and ethic, high, high work ethic, and extreme loyalty. They dive into the frigid waters. They got all kinds of fat in their body for this so that they can grab the floats on the nets and pull the nets in for the fishermen. I mean, they have all kinds of jobs. All kinds of retrieving water jobs, and they're just great, great workhorses of dogs. But they're also extremely affectionate, and their hardworking nature makes them part of the breeding program for seeing eye dogs. You include a lab every few generations with the golden so that they work a little harder. So, you know, nothing wrong with the Labrador. It's one of the most popular dogs worldwide for that reason. And it is a lot like Canadians. We are hardworking. And we are gentle and kind and soft-natured. But the thing is, if you've ever seen a Labrador Retriever deal with a predator or a pest or a raid, so for example, a Labrador Retriever with a barn full of puppies and a rat comes into the barn, you will know that there's no questioning that that is a descendant of the wolf. So as much as a Labrador Retriever is a domesticated dog and the sweetest of dogs, the dog you would choose to guide a blind person. Yes, that's all true. But still, just like us Canadians, we can get our elbows up and the Labrador Retriever is no pushover when it matters. So I love John Stewart's comparison. I want to thank him for that. All right. So I want to talk about a couple of products that I'm not so happy with. And I guess I'll do that after the break. Are you suffering this year? Are you suffering from fleas like you never have before? Are your animals itching and scratching and it's not even really spring yet? We're just beginning. I mean, here in Vancouver, the cherry tree season is happening and blooming and the weather's turned nice, but it's just started, right? And already, what is going on with the fleas? Well, yeah, I got bad news, but I got good news too. So stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello! We're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And you know, these fleas, oh my gosh, they can be so stubborn. And they can just strip your pets. They can make your pets strip themselves of their fur and itch and scratch and keep you up all night listening. And you feel so bad when you look at your bald cat or your cat with patches of hair missing or your dog that's just so uncomfortable. And if they're allergic, it's even worse. So here's the thing. This is kind of like would I lie to you? Yeah, would they lie to us? I think they're lying to us. Okay, what have I noticed? I've noticed that the flea remedies, the things that are preventative and over-the-counter and affordable, are still working. Okay, number one. Number two, the things that are preventative and unaffordable are rather considered high-end and bought. You spend much, much more money. So not $12 to $15 for a three-month dose for cats, but rather $80 for a three-month dose for cats, or maybe a four-month. But still, the price difference is huge. Okay, these products with fancier names, the kinds that are sold at the vet, are not working anymore. In fact, when I called up my vet to say, I don't know what's going on, but I'm having this terrible issue, I was told specifically that they have found that Advantage isn't working anymore. And they're telling everyone to switch to Apoquel. What? No. That's not the same. So I question further and I get this answer that now the new protocol is if your pet is itchy, scratchy, and seems to have fleas all the time, you give it an oral suspension and it's about 5 pills couple times a day for 3 days. Good luck catching your cat for that. But okay, let's say your cat is really fat and lazy and you can do that. Okay, not a one-day thing and then the cat disappears and you can't find it for the rest of the doses. Let's just say you can do that, or you put your cat in a cage and you actually for 3 days to do this. That will kill the fleas on it right then and there, but it won't kill the larvae and the eggs. And they're saying that Advantage, the one they normally recommend, doesn't work anymore. But this year, they're saying the fleas are extra virulent, but they're not extra virulent because the cheaper medicines are working. And so what are they suggesting? They're saying, and if that doesn't work, these two things, the Advantage that they're saying is no longer effective on super fleas, along with the oral medication to kill the adults. If that doesn't work, put your pet on Apoquel. Well, if you've watched CNN, you know what that's about. Constant drug commercials. I don't want my pet on Apoquel. Apoquel is not a flea prevention. It's a medicine that, it's like a biologic. It's a serious, serious drug. And if you have an animal that is so allergic that it just rips its fur out when it gets anywhere near other animals or all kinds of allergens, you may be forced to use Apoquel. Or you may be forced to use Apoquel in a temporary situation. That's true. until you can figure out what your pet's allergic to and control it. But it should not be the solution for fleas. And I am so skeptical about this. So if you've been using the more expensive flea treatments and you're finding they're not working anymore, how about switch to the cheaper ones? Yeah. PetSmart, Walmart, they carry them. Now, I want to be really careful here. Do not ever use anything designed for dogs on cats. Do not do that. They are different medicines. And the one that's designed for dogs to kill fleas, et cetera, is actually dangerous for cats. A cat will die from it if you apply even one dose. So don't do it. Always read the label carefully. Put your glasses on. The ones for cats say for cats and kittens. And the ones for dogs say for dogs, sometimes for dogs and puppies. And sometimes in small writing, they say not for cats and people mistake that because they read it quickly. So be very, very careful. There should be a picture of a cat on the package and it should also say for cats and kittens. And you don't want to pull these little tubes out of the package and have them in a random Ziploc where you might get the dog and cat medicine confused, because seriously, like, it'll kill a cat right away. So don't ever do that. And if you did do that accidentally, you need to rush that cat to the vet, because they may be able to save it, maybe. But just be super, super careful. And that's true with all the high end, the low end, whatever. The cat medicine for flea prevention is not the same as the dog medicine. So I just wanted to say that. But you may find you're going to have less fleas. And you may find that you're going to save a lot of money by switching to the cheaper ones. But don't go to Apoquel if you don't have a super reactive allergic pet. Because even though it's a wonder drug for them, and I've seen it do magic, there was this chocolate lab that just couldn't leave her for alone. And until they figured out what was wrong with her, she went on Apoquel. And oh, what instant relief. Her fur grew back and they were able to do tests and get it under control, and she's no longer on Apoquel. And it turns out she had a chicken allergy, which meant many, many pet foods she was allergic to. So sometimes it has a great use, but I think right now it's being overused. And I have to wonder if there's a connection between Advantage and Apoquel, and whether or not there's a reason all of a sudden one doesn't work so the other will succeed. I just gotta wonder. All right, putting it out there. Okay, so I promised you a recipe, and we're getting near the end of the show. So here's my recipe. All you need is a ripe banana and a half a cup of peanut butter. Please make sure it's not diet. It doesn't have, like, chemicals like xylitol or, you know, it's best to use the organic stuff, right? Like the real peanut butter. Okay, so one ripe banana, mashed, half a cup peanut butter, and 1.5 cups whole wheat flour. If you want to, you could use oat flour. Okay, so you preheat the oven to 350. You line a baking sheet with parchment paper. You mix the wet ingredients. You mash the ripe banana. Add the peanut butter. Mix it all until it's all combined. Then you add the flour. And you basically use your hands to form, like, sort of hot dog shape. If it feels like pizza dough, and it can be, or Play-Doh, or plasticine, and it's really easy to shape into sort of log shapes, little cheese sticky sort of log shapes, granola bar shapes. If you can do that, then it's perfect. If it's too wet and it's getting all sticky, add more flour. Okay, so you roll it out, and you shape the dough. You can just do it with your hands, or you can do it with a rolling pin, either way. And then you just shape the dough into these, whatever shape you think your dog will like. Could be like a cinnamon straw, could be like a bone. You could use cookie cutters. Either way, doesn't matter. And then you bake them 12 to 15 minutes, cool, and serve. You can store them in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week, or refrigerate for a bit longer. So you can experiment with all different kinds of shapes, but I would suggest whatever you choose, make them all the same size and thickness. Because if you have some tiny ones and some huge ones, then you're likely to have the huge ones raw in the middle and the tiny ones burnt. You know, you want them to all take equal time. So if you're doing this with kids, you might want to have 2 trays and let them do small ones on one and big ones on the other, something like that. But yummy, yummy, yummy for everybody. Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. And for Tabby Tim, ciao, meow. And from me and Animal Party and Pet Life Radio, be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.